So friends, in this section, you will study interesting thing as to how social media is helping today the startups and small business enterprises. Broadly, as you can see, that it's one of the cost-effective medium. That's a big plus. It's not very difficult to use it. And therefore, there are few four reasons, predominantly the four reasons why social media can help today's startup and small enterprise to even compete with equal rigor with the large companies. So connect with the audience, that is number one. Boost awareness about the brand, create and foster engagement, and attain their marketing goals. So all this thing four we have as such studied earlier. So not that I'll get into the detailing of it, but we'll move to the subsequent slide, which will give you additional insight. Okay. Social media is a valuable tool for startup. Now, that being established, why? Yani, the digital world is creating far and wide reach, global reach, etc. It's cost-effective production as well as distribution and free usage of platform or minimal additional investment to get the premium benefit, etc. out of that. And ability to do a paid advertising, ability to create SEO strategy around this, etc. All this means is that within limited budget, even you tend to not only reach out to your competition in an equally competitive manner vis-a-vis your competition. Content creativity. Now, creativity is not a subject matter of only large advertising agency. Small and startup enterprises probably know their product, what their unique selling propositions are, who their target customers are, because they are rather more close to them. And having said that, these people are also more agile. Large companies, corporates who work through their advertising agency have a bureaucracy built in, while these people can sitting in the room, sit with their SEO guy or sit with their creative guy, quickly create something, release. So agility is a very powerful asset that they propose, and so therefore they are much better manner to resonate with their target audience. They are agile, they can respond faster. So that's also one thing. Data and insights. All this data, digital media give you free analytics available to you. Now, using this free analytics, you can determine what is working for you, what is not working for you, what could be your parameter of key performance indicator, what matrices should you use, etc. And having done that, you can determine your access success, your call to action success, etc. You can understand behavioral shift. You can understand buying a tool shift. You can understand the platform shift among your target audience. So all these things will help you to take informed decision, database, real database-based decision. So now let's get into understanding how to get started. It means what all you need to do to get an entry, small, medium enterprises, company, what all they have to do in the startup to get into the social media marketing strategy. First of all, you start with set appropriate goal that aligns with your business objective. If you are in a launch phase, awareness may be the objective. If you are in a year one or two, then maybe the growth in the inquiry level. Those are the things that may be required. So be very specific what you want to set your goal as, which has to be such that it is measurable. It is achievable, SMART goal. So it is nothing but this is what listed for you is a SMART goal approach framework. So that's what is the first and foremost important thing. These goals like boosting brand awareness, generating leads, etc. should broadly align with your marketing strategy and vision. So it is unwritten this thing. Your overall this thing has to align with corporate strategy. Corporate strategy comes the marketing vision, mission, then comes your marketing objective. So it has to be aligned with that. You just don't set objective, even if it's a numerical achievable, etc., but they cannot be not in sync with your marketing objective, vision and mission. Research your audience. Know everything about them. What they like, their needs, their media habits, their time they spend, kind of communication they appreciate, etc. Besides that, create an engaging opportunity. So which could be anything like survey, polls, interviews, seek feedback, etc. Okay, and then analyze how people are participating in your engaging activity. Check competition. Very, very powerful subject matter of social media. you can not only follow them. So when you follow them, all posts that they do will also come to you. Besides that, there are tools like here they mention Hootsuite, etc. That will reveal for you the keywords that they are using. That will reveal for you the backlinkings. And there are many such aspects about competition that you come to know. You will come to know their media habits, media usage, etc. So all these things when you put for yourself vis-a-vis what you are doing, you will come to know. You will be in a state where your digital marketing or internet marketing SWOT can be developed. And once you do that, you are able to leverage your strength, defend your weakness. You can tap emerging opportunity or overcome your threats by changing your or taking tactical decisions. So that's a powerful competition. Understanding is readily available through little efforts. Convert them into the SWOT and then create your further strategy. Identify the platforms that are right for the business. Through various another supports available to you, very critical for you to know what your target audience are using, how much time they are spending, when they are spending. So all this thing data when sourced, utilized, what you are able to do is for your business, for your kind of audience, etc., you are able to create your appropriate media plan. You are able to select appropriate platform, your appropriate media plan, appropriate content, etc., way to engage, graphics or infographics or polls or videos, what all can you do for them. You are able to engage better with your brand. So that's what right business means for your business, right platform, right media. Plan your content. We have studied in the content marketing, content and the repurposing of content. So main content is the ability to then delve into or get adopted to various social media, video platforms, etc. So content is king, as they say. It will create your differentiator. It will create your superiority on particular domain, etc. So all aspects of those things that we have learned earlier is applicable here. So your content strategy can be another metaphor. Engage with your audience. Now, we have earlier also seen how do you engage, but here it brings out over and above. Listen to them. That also helps you too. So like responding to their comment, reviews, mentions, etc., some critiques they would have given. Okay, you create a discussion or create a poll, etc., create contest and all. So those kind of aspects will bring agility, liveliness in your community. They will know that you are always alive, you are always agile, and therefore they will want to be with you. So that's an engagement part. Track performances and make adjustments. I have earlier also many times mentioned real-time data availability. So you have started your media usage with certain marketing objective, certain media specific objective, and real-time data is available to you. You can determine whether it is working for you, not working for you, based on the KPI and the matrices that you have chosen. If it is not working, you can swap the deal, you can stop it, budget that you saved can be put into something that is working, etc. So you are able to not only create effectiveness, but better return on investment. Find inspiration. Though it looks very generic, seek inspiration from successful brands or influencers in your industry. You can refer easily what they are doing, how they are doing, what they are writing, what is their content strength, okay, which direction their content is, etc., at what frequency are they releasing content, etc. So all those aspects, can you not weave it into your content strategy on your social media marketing strategy? If you do that, you will also be inspirational for your target group. So we have understood those critical aspects, and that gives the power to social media marketing. Now, what has been mentioned here? Here are the additional tips for successful social media strategy. They are not new. We have covered earlier. Prioritize your content of quality of the content. So we have understood everything about right content development. So it's like it has to sync with the need of the customer, platforms suitability, that is repurposing, etc. So this is what is one step. Second is maintain consistency. We have understood time and again why creating once large content or creating repeatedly relevant content is important. Social media needs consistency. So you have to see that you schedule your releases appropriately. Encourage short videos. We have learned about the power of short videos. People today are engaging. The growth potential, we have seen it statistically and earlier. So that's what brand has to get into, that short video. Have a strategic plan. And last but not the least, it requires a strategic approach. Strategic approach, when you say, well thought out plan, which is aligned with, you know, your target customer, you know their need, you know the right content strategy, etc. You know the, you're built for the consistency, etc. So there has to be a strategic approach. So these are those four additional points. After that, we get into understanding how to choose right social media. This will sound similar to how to how to create your content strategy, etc. So those kind of pointers are only getting repeated. What I am trying to help you with is to know various factors that one has to do to choose right social media platforms. So having said that, set clear goals. We have again earlier also said, like, goal setting is very critical, and that goal setting has to be aligned with your marketing goal. Marketing goal comes out from your corporate goals, and vision, mission, syncing, etc. is required. And when you do that, it is very important that on social media, what you want to achieve. So they have given examples like increase brand awareness or generate leads, etc. So you should be very clear. There may be one content, different social media you may use, there may be a slightly different objective. All clarity has to be there in the first place, and accordingly KPI, key performance indicators, are aligned, and therefore you are able to monitor that. So goal setting is one. Learn about the platforms. You must know every aspects about that platform that you are going to select. The strengths and weakness also you must know. Every social media is not having all the powers. So what kind of audience, and then accordingly what business goals you have, whether that platform can help you with, etc. So Facebook is a good platform to reach en masse. So to create a reach, Facebook may be good, but to create a lead, maybe Instagram is good, or a YouTube, this thing is good. So learn about the platform. What features they have, what marketing, paid marketing opportunity they offer, kind of profile of people into it, etc., everything. Then comes know your audience. Last but not the least, as they say, you must know your audience. Who is your target group, their online habits, what kind of content they like, what media through which they come to your social media, this thing, time they spent, when they spend their time, etc. So this will, their likes and dislikes, that will be built, the social media profile. So know your audience, that aspect has to be there. Consider demographics, which is to do with the personal profiling of your customer. So age, gender, interest, etc., caste, creed, color. Here caste, creed, color may not matter, but like age, gender, interest, okay, etc., that one must be able to capture. This will help you to narrow down. You may get into elimination process. So after you have a large list of, say, social media to choose from, then once you have clarity about this, you come to know which are not appropriate. Evaluate resources, very important. Consistency is a word you know. Now, you must have a team in place that will give you not only the quality, that will give you consistency. So based on that, how much production capabilities you have, that production capability is good for whether social media like Facebook or LinkedIn. Each requires a different kind of strategy and content. So you must be able to determine. And once you determine that and you choose your social media wisely, resource optimization will take place. Prioritize business goals. What is important to you at a given point of time? Social media, if you see, allows you to shift, swap things in a very agile manner. So if you have a priority in your mind, you can start with priority one, change to priority two, etc., over a period. So like example, platforms like Facebook, LinkedIn may be suitable for increasing awareness and generating leads. So each platform has its own strength. Now, at a given point of time, if you have a need for generating leads, then you can stop, Facebook, because it has given you the reach. Now you can come to Instagram or you can come to LinkedIn to generate leads, etc. So that is another power. Research your competitors. Earlier also I told you, there are many tools that will allow you to know exactly what your competitor is doing, right from keywords that they are using to the media that they are using. They're almost like literally their media schedule, the change of content strategy that they have, various things that you can study about them. So that if you can know, you can prepare yourself better to fight and create your differentiation. Develop content strategy. We have in the content marketing chapter, we have studied that. Strategic aspects of content means know your goals, know your business goals, know your target audience, their platform choices, etc. Content, reproposing of a content capabilities, etc. The frequency that is required. So both reach and frequency of your content is required. So that content development strategy is required. Monitor and measure the result. Earlier also KPI based matrices, that is required. Today the digital media offers you real-time data. So what you are able to create is your engagement metric. On the social media, it's an engagement that matters. So you have created engagements also through, say, polls, through feedback, through community discussion, through introducing offers, etc. But does it pay you? So that is what you have to decide. So for that, there has to be some key performance indicator. So do that, and that way adjust your subsequent strategy appropriately. So that's about monitor and measuring the result. So now we come to a stage where how to measure performance of your social media marketing campaign. We have understood earlier a way you can get into your social media marketing strategy. Now what we want to know is how do you measure the performance. So analyzing success, measurement has become pivotal requirement of today's successful marketing, and digital media offers you real-time data, so it has become all the more paramount. So it starts with key performance indicators. So you have to have performance indicators which are designed to align with the goals that you have set for yourself. So to achieve that goal, which is the best performance indicator, and how does it, which matrices are measured, so that you get that idea or get that data and infer from the data made available to you the outcome, whether it is working for you or not working for you. So some of the steps that one should take: set clear goals. Again, it is like you may sound it is repeating, but yeah, so be it. Goal setting is very, very critical. Traffic or lead generation, awareness or a reach or a frequency, what is it that you are looking at? That is what you have to create as your goal. Here additional things are engagement or driving more volume sales, etc. Then get into having done that goal. Goal has to have a key performance indicators. So key performance indicators, once it is there, then you get into collecting data. Okay, so here the KPI could be, say, such as like reach or impressions or downloads, engagements, etc., click through rates, call to action, etc. So conversion rates. So you have to have known KPI that syncs with the goal that you have set. Use analytical tools. So now, having set the KPI, you need to have the data to infer something, whether it is working or not. So there are many tools that offer you, like Google Analytics, offer you real-time data. Compile them to see whether you are matching your KPI that you have set, the goal that you have set for that. Integrate Google Analytics into it. So Google Analytics facilitates for you the availability of data. So real-time data. So like link Google Analytics with your social media accounts to track website traffic, conversion from your social media or some digital platforms, etc. So that will be your driving force. Okay, that will give you a performance indicators. Okay, track URL parameters. So even that is facilitated by analytical tools, like use UTM parameters for, so various URL is what your unique under the website, say www.skmbearing.com, that is one, but then about us page, contact us, offer page. So all those things, you know, are trackable. So which is working for you, which is not working, where people are spending more time, where people are abandoning you, those kind of a data traffic will tell you what modifications you require in your content strategy. Compare with the benchmarks. So there are generic blogs, there are experts who write their viewpoints based on their research that gives you the idea about benchmark. Benchmark means what is best to achieve or what has industry has achieved. So now if that benchmark is available to you, look at your performance vis-a-vis benchmark. You may have done better as per your key performance indicator, but you may not have done better as per the industry standard. So there is a scope for improvement. So that is what benchmark will facilitate for you. So when you get into that benchmark comparison, okay, analyze engagements. So you have created various engagements like contests, polls, etc. See to it that how does it translate into action. Call to action has been given. So whether that is taking place, like in your email, you have given a links, whether people are using that links, etc. to open and review your product, etc. So that is what engagement assessment is required. Again, there are tools that facilitates that. Measure conversions. All about this thing is enabling you to see the engagement, see that call to actions are happening, etc. or not. But where is the final verdict? And the final verdict is only through the conversion rate. So how much sale are you able to convert from all those engagements, from all those followers that you got, additional unique visitors who visited your website, but has it led to sale number or not? So that is what one has to understand. Measure conversion rates, conversion to sale, lead to sales. Okay. Monitor customer feedback. Very critical. Customers today have a speaker in their hand. So they voice their, they are either advocate or adversaries. They put their comment, they forward that message to social media with their maybe negative comments, etc. So understand what is getting. Therefore, there is a tool called listening social media. Now that is becoming popular. You must also have that in your strategy built in so that you are able to monitor customer feedback constantly. You should be active to answer also. That's what many companies fail, where customers put in their critical, the most critical comment, but they do not get response from the company. So that should be avoidable. Create custom reports. All this media offer you a choice of creating your customized reports. So when you study them, you have to first build in. Once you built in, you constantly get them on a real-time basis so that it will, you can create a dashboards, etc. That's the power where today everyone is talking about learning dashboards and all, you know. So what allows you is the quick overview. Then you can get into each parameter to dissect what is leading to success, what is not leading to success. So this report standardization, monitoring it regularly, will give you an idea where you stand, what is working for you and not working for you. So this and similar such things are last but not the least, continuous improvement. So use insights from various real-time data, the reports, etc., the conversion rates, etc. What you should do is optimize your media strategy and content strategy, both. So based on the outcome, you try to take data-driven decisions. Stop use of a particular social media, look at improvisation of the content strategy, reproposing strategy in the content, etc. All put together, scheduling if it is wrong, okay, engagement with customers not taking place. So all those things are the areas of opportunity for a continuous improvement. So we are learning, measuring the effectiveness of this thing. So we have studied almost 11 points. And now we enter into a section called social media KPIs. So we'll now look at social media KPIs. I told you what is a social media KPI. It's like a scorecard of your social media strategy. Like we have a year-end scorecard, whether you have cleared the class or not. Now there are different objectives with which social medias are being used. So they are each of that objective specific KPIs are there. We start with KPI for reach. Now KPI for reach shows you how many people come across your post since it went live. Even in the newspaper, reach and frequency is important. Reach means at any given point of time, how many people you connected once. Likewise here, how many people saw your post since it went live. So audience growth rate, that's the first KPI. Here, it measures how quickly a business gains the follower. So from a reach data, how many followers are acquired? How many you have chosen to be your follower? That's the audience growth rate. The reason is, once the guy gets your follower, all your subsequent posts are mandatorily going to go to him. Then it is not left to chance. He will de facto get your post. Post reach, it shows how many people saw a post since it was published. So how many people? So those who become follower, now post reach gives you the idea that how many people saw actually that post that you have done. So that's a post reach. Then comes social share of voice. This helps in understanding how many people are talking about your brand compared to the competitor. So here it's like a murmur, the conversation that is happening. So whether your brand is in powerful state or a competitor brand is in powerful state of conversation, that comes out. Web traffic. So we are not getting into actual formulae and all, but it just gives you the perspective. Web traffic. So how many unique visitors have come to you? How many repeat visitors have come to your site, etc. Especially using social media. So I have earlier also said content marketing strategy, websites, whatever you put in is a standalone. Unless and until you don't bring customer there, they will not know. You have created a new page, you have created a new offer. So social media is your delivery channel, if you remember. So now, you have created that delivery channel based message, but does it bring people to your website? That's what gets measured through this social media website tracking. Second most important social media KPI connects around engagement. Engagement is all about interaction. How much guy remains with your brand. So applause rate is what this shows, how many people liked your post. So people clicking like compared to your total follower base. So it's one thing to have 1 million followers, and it's different thing to have an applause rate. So what is your applause rate? So important is, after you acquire a follower, they must like your post. That gives you the power. Average engagement rate, it's the sum of like, share, mentions and comments compared to the number of followers. So out of your follower base, how many of them get into liking, get into sharing, get into mentions of your initiatives, etc. They comment about, etc. So that's what is known as an average engagement rate. Amplification rate. So that is, it measures how much your content is being shared beyond your follower. So it is going to new population. They are not your follower, but they still get it. Now that depends on how much your existing follower who liked your this thing is reposting among his group. Now his group may not have all of your followers. There'll be new people. So that's what is the power. Many times if you notice, they'll tell you in your group, open to public, etc. Those kind of questions. When you say open to public, it will even reach out to the people who are in your list, but may not be the follower of the brand that you are following, for who has released a comment. And as a follower, you have got it. But when you repost it and you make it public, new people will get. So that's an amplification rate. Virality rate. This shows how viral your post is gone. So that's the rate at which you are covering larger share of population, follower, non-follower, both. So that's, we have covered the second category, which is engagement. The third is a conversion, very important for any business after you achieve first two stage. So here it's like from the follower or from the reach that you have acquired, how many are converting to your customer. So sales revenue, the simplest measure, how much money being made through your social media efforts. So that's a revenue in value, revenue in number can also be there. Conversion rate, everything that you have given there, in your blog, the link that you have given, call to action you have given. So all these things are turning into followers. So like this shows how well you are turning followers into the customer. So now you have acquired a follower once, but are you converting them into customer? Are you generating sale from them? That's very important. Okay. Then comes the non-revenue conversions. Here conversions are not aimed at generating revenue, but making them signing up for a newsletter or downloading your app. Okay, so they may not be immediately your convert, but you have at least made them download. Now when they download the app, your connect with the customer starts and you are able to have a pop-up messages and all coming in. So that way it's a non-revenue conversion. That's also very powerful. Click-through rate. So any link that you have given in your mention, in your blog, in your YouTube, in your other social media post, whether sponsored ad or your organic post, etc., how much is the click-through rate? How many people are clicking it? So that's very powerful. Bounce rate. So it's a very, it shows how many people leave a page without completing call to action. You expected there is some call to action on that page. People did not complete and they moved away. Bounce rate is also measured in terms of number of seconds beyond which if people do not stay put on your particular page, it is also considered as a bounce rate. So that means there is something fundamentally wrong in that page and you need to do your content strategy correction. So that's a bounce rate. Cost per click. Okay, here what happens, it measures cost of each click on sponsored content. Sponsored content means you have paid for it. Now, how much does that payment converts into click rate? So how many clicks that you acquired and how much you have paid for it? Cost per 1,000 impressions. So cost per 1,000 impressions means when you go through each Instagram post, social media post on your mobile especially, if that sponsored ad passes through your screen, that's an impression. Now, what is important is the click happening or not. So, cost per 1,000 impressions. So, it means the cost after 1,000 people have seen your sponsored content. So, after 1,000 people have seen your sponsored content, what is a cost per 1,000 impression? So, that's what you come to know. That's very important parameter. Customer sentiment KPIs. So how are customers aligned with you through sentimental value? So maintaining a positive sentiment score of 60% across social media platform, that's very critical. There are measures to that. They have not say provided you out here. It's a bit complex, but they have given you the rate at which you are to be. Reduce the percentage of a negative mentions by 20% within the next 6 months. So they are like representative example also. You will set this for you. You will set this as your target. You will set this as your KPI and then you try to see whether you have achieved or not. Increase the number of positive customer reviews and testimonials shared on social media by 25% over next year. So these are like your set key performance indicator for yourself and then that you measure it vis-a-vis the previous period. So that's another way to your sentiment assessment done. Customer lifetime value, very critical. I will just give you a basic understanding about what is this customer lifetime value. All of you may not understand, but suppose your teenager is your segment. Now teenager means 13 to 19. The moment he or she becomes 20, he is no longer teenager. Now within this 13 to 19 years, how much is he expected to spend on item of your choice? Say you are a jeans manufacturer only. So how much does he spend on an average in a year? So the total over 13 to 19 years, how much he would have expected to be spending? Now out of that, how much have you acquired? So that's a customer lifetime value. So that total, this thing is a customer's lifetime value. And then from there you determine how much you have got. That will show you the success of the brand, the bonding of the brand, the emotional connect with the brand. So that's what the customer lifetime value tells you, the amount, how much a customer buys from you over a period. Okay, after their initial purchase, your goal will be to make the customer return to you and make repeat purchase. Okay, with the right customer loyalty strategy. So for customers to come back to you year on year, what is required is a relationship strategy, the loyalty strategy that is you require, and therefore more customers will repeat purchase from you over the lifetime of their segment period. Teenagers, 13 years, 14 years, 15 years, 16, 17, 18, 19 years, you require relationship building, loyalty, and therefore they will start buying more jeans from you over a period, and that will be your customer lifetime value tapping that you have achieved. So you have to have first of all an idea that how much your teenager customer lifetime value is, out of which how much you are able to extract for yourself. That will determine your success. So we move into summary section now. As you see, we were studying social media as a this thing. So social media, the understanding was given to you that it's a people platform that you use it, utilize for your business advantage. So for which the platform needs to be chosen. So like Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, etc., Pinterest, and appropriate stuff, appropriate content strategy has to be in place that will not only share information, engage your customers with you, and make them come to your social media post again and again, so that later on you utilize that engagement, that base of the follower, etc., for a conversion. So social media also lets business know what popular and what people like, because that is through the analytics you come to know. It is like a guide that helps business to make smart choices. So that real-time data gives you that data-driven decision-making power. In the fast-changing digital world, social media is the must-have for any business. We have understood importance and why also earlier. So what is required is to be there with the appropriate content strategy. Both can go hand in hand. As I said, content strategy creates content, social media helps you to deliver it. So that delivery also matters, and that's where the social media helps you to build your business. Okay, with that we complete this chapter. Thank you very much, friends.